from deep inside your radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a special edition of the show. A journey into the chiaroscuro of music, the dark and the light, the decent and the indecent, maybe. The sublime and the ridiculous, I don't know. It's an opportunity to hear once again the great New Orleans pianist Henry Butler, but also an opportunity to experience the greatest annual music event Europe has to offer. You think I'm kidding? I am. Hello, welcome to the show.
Oh, Jillian, she's a dark castellas, transit down on the quarter past. Friday night leaves the kids at home and struts her stuff on the Euston Road. Saying, do you want some company, darling? Do you want some company now? My place, your place, or no place? I could use the extra cash anyhow. That's the sights and sounds of London town. The sights and sounds of London town. The sights and sounds of London town. Oh, Jean-Paul, he come over from Toulouse. They told him that London was the golden goose. Got his hands and enough to eat. He never did get his ass up off the street. Wanted to be a rap DJ. They took his pulse and they turned him away. Under the radar of your fellow man, well, all that charisma, it ain't worth a damn. Saying, lend me your shoes till Monday. Oh, brother, can you lend me a comb? Wash dishes all night long. I just need my fare back home. That's the sights and sounds of London town. The sights and sounds of London town. The sights and sounds of London town. Jackie, she tried just about everything. She tried to dance, she tried to sing. Too many doors slammed in your face. It leaves a nasty aftertaste. Scramble around for a little bit of cash. Ease the pain with Mr. Flash. Sentence Court is the rendezvous for those who share your point of view. Saying this is the last time you'll see me. Never again, no way. One more time, I'll never ask you again. I've just got to get through today. Well, that's the sights and sounds of London town. The sights and sounds of London town. The sights and sounds of London town. Oh, Mickey, he sleeps every 2 or 3 days. Runs through Soho like a rat through a maze. A little black male here, a sting on the side. Enough to get started on the next enterprise. Dress as expensive, but that's just a crutch. Like his word or his handshake, it doesn't mean much. Depends on his kickback from the middleman. And whatever he can beat out of Sally Ann. Saying lucky I'm the one you ran into. Oh, lucky I've taken a shine. Lucky I'm needing a partner. 50-50 right down the line. Oh, that's the sights and sounds of London town.
British, isn't it?
This will be the most unnecessary sentence of the evening, but I have to say it.
I can say it for you.
Please, please do.
The 47th Eurovision Song Contest is about to begin.
And as you all know, it's not just a song contest. It's the biggest entertainment event of the year in Europe. The one and only.
Precisely. And Europe itself is the only continent that starts with E, because all the others start with A.
And in Europe there are not many countries that start with E. Estonia is one of them.
So, this is the perfect place to hold the big E, the Eurovision Song Contest.
Ladies and gentlemen, a couple of weeks ago, the European Commission in Brussels announced that there are more than half a dozen countries, I think 10 countries, that have been deemed provisionally eligible to enter the European Union. They include Cyprus, Malta, Slovakia, Slovenia. Some nutty countries. They did not include Turkey. And people in the United States might have wondered, what the hell is going on? What? How do those countries get into Europe? How does Turkey not get into Europe? What's the deal with... Okay. Every year for maybe 50 years now, all the countries of Europe, in and out of whatever political configurations they have at the moment, have gathered every year to choose the best, the song of the year. This is where ABBA came. If you're wondering where ABBA came from, ABBA came from the Eurovision Song Contest. And it is, as they said in that intro, the biggest entertainment. It's seen on television in every European country. The show lasts for hours. It dwarfs an American beauty pageant in every way, in length and in every other way. So today, to find out really how you get into Europe, here are highlights of this year's Eurovision Song Contest, beginning with one of the countries that made it in. Listen to Cyprus.
That everything would be okay. I could live just on my own.
You love it.
But I want you so, I won't let go. Please give me now a sign to move on. Go!
Cyprus, ladies and gentlemen, I would call them a boy band, except it's more a man among boys band, because the lead singer is 48 years old. But that's sort of what you have to do to even be competitive in the Eurovision. So there are so many countries in Europe, in the Eurovision idea of Europe, that only 24 are allowed to compete. Italy wasn't in the contest this year. Several other countries weren't in the contest this year. Russia was in. Israel was in. They're Europe. Malta, which the European Union said might be able to join the European Union, is in the Eurovision Song Contest. Here's Malta.
7 degrees, I'm down on my knees, waiting for the man to put me under his spell. 7:05, he walks in his sight, giving me the eye, he lifts my spirits high.
He's got the makings of my seventh wonder.
Malta, ladies and gentlemen. Malta. Entering the European Union after being in the Eurovision Song Contest for years. Who knew? Who knew they were in Europe? Who knew that was the way Europe sounded? Who knew that was the way you had to sound to become part of Europe? More about that moments away. First, let's go somewhere else.
Maybe it's because of the French influence, but there seems to be a lot of royalty in New Orleans. There are kings and queens of Mardi Gras, and there is a piano king, and most recently that title has been lavished on my guest today here on the show, Henry Butler, who is the heir to the crown of piano king of New Orleans, so they say. Do you accept the honor, Henry Butler?
I'm only king of my own piano, and I don't know about anybody else's, I'll tell you. It's hard enough, it's really hard enough to really manipulate the piano that you have in your possession, and I'm trying to do that.
Well, you do it fantastically, as people will have heard on my show and will hear again here live in a few minutes. I'm just going to lavish you with some praise to get the conversational ball rolling. But last year at Jazz Fest, the very first thing that I saw with my wife when we walked onto the grounds was an hour of solo piano that you did in the jazz tent. And it was, we looked at each other at the end and just said, we could leave now. We've been so musically satisfied that we could go home happy.
Well, that's nice of you to say that. I guess we had the only solo performance in the jazz tent last year. That came about as a result of, well, they made an offer that I can only accept as a solo artist. And it turned out to be a good offer as a soloist. I really had fun doing that. That was good. That was my first time in many years doing solo at the Jazz Festival in New Orleans. Of course, we play solo all over the country at festivals and other concert-type arenas. But I don't know. It's interesting that in New Orleans we haven't done much of that lately.
Well, I'm partial to it only because I'm such a fan of your playing that I love bands and I love to hear a bunch of musicians together. But the chance to just hear you by yourself, untrammeled and unaccompanied, is really a treat. Which is something we're going to experience right now. Would you play something at the piano for us?
Certainly. One of the things that appears on the new record is a piece entitled Bourbon Street Blues. It's actually in the stride style, and we'll play that one.
Great. Henry Butler.
Thank you. Thank you.
back to New Orleans in a moment, but now back to Europe. You may think that Cyprus and Malta got their ideas of how to sound European from the air, the bad air over in the Mediterranean area. I don't know. The water? The water's not bad. What they got it from watching the real European nations. Ladies and gentlemen, from this year's Eurovision Song Contest, here's Germany.
You're my song in the morning. You're the rhythm of my heartbeat at night. And the sound of love I hear in your voice keeps on touching me deep inside. You are the air that I breathe and the gentle tune of whispering dreams. You're the only melody that's in my soul and in my mind. All the time I can live without music. Only you keep me going along. I can live without music and the power that's deep in your song. You're the one and only thing I couldn't do without. Makes you want to sing a damn child.
Germany. Yes, Germany. You want proof?
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
There you go. Germany at this year's Eurovision Song Contest, the sound of modern Europe, ladies and gentlemen, continues right after we get a little bit more of the sound of New Orleans with Henry Butler.
How did you come to do this for a living?
Oh, you mean play piano for a living?
Yeah.
Or
yeah, how did you get
play music? Well, it started at a state school for the blind in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where I was a student from first grade through my last year of high school. I was volunteered as a musician by a lady by the name of J.S. Catley, and she was too big for me to argue with.
You were volunteered for it.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, in the army sense of the word.
Exactly.
And so actually it took took quite a while for me to really take to that because, of course, back in those days, you were considered something other than normal if you took piano lessons.
Do I read your meaning correctly?
I think you do.
Okay.
I think, you know, and unfortunately, those days did put those labels on you, especially kids, little boys. And little boys can be quite cruel toward each other.
No kidding.
Oh, yes.
That's always been something that amazed me. In this country, there's this myth of childhood innocence. And, you know, you just wonder, didn't these people pay attention when they were children?
Innocence?
Yeah.
that's very funny.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I really started to show some potential, all that sort of disappeared. I remember the first arrangement that I did was for two trombones and piano, and all the kids said, "Wow, man, that was great." They wanted to start taking piano lessons. They wanted all the glory, but they didn't want to do the work.
I know the feeling.
Oh, yes.
I took piano lessons, but I didn't want to do the work. that's why I'm sitting here and you're sitting there.
Well, actually, you've done a lot of good stuff, man.
Well, I wasn't fishing for that. No,
well,
I'm just saying.
That's all right.
I had a teacher who just couldn't accept the fact that I thought an hour a day was as much as anyone needed to practice, and she was right, and I was wrong.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, I started out doing an hour a day, and the next thing I knew, it was like 5 and 6 and seven. That was pretty tough.
How old were you when you did your first gig as a piano player?
I was 14 when I started accepting money. I guess at that point I became a professional. I was 14. I was in the ninth grade. And we had in that group four or five horns, I think, and an occasional bass player. And that's where I learned how to use my left hand.
When he didn't show up, you mean?
No, that's right. Yeah. Well, many times we didn't have one to show up, so there was one or two people that we knew we could use from time to time, but they were always busy because they were pretty good. And so I learned to use my left hand, and I just basically pounded it out at that time. And right now, my left hand serves me fairly well.
Exceedingly well.
Thank you.
You do stuff, among other things, you do stuff in unison with two hands that is trickier and more complex than most people can pull off with one.
Well, I teach my students that they should not do anything in their right hand that the left hand can't do.
Hmm.
And I kind of follow that for myself as well. Whether I'm playing as a sideman or backing up someone, or whether I'm doing it as a soloist, I think it's very important to be able to use the whole piano, and not only to play parallel octaves in both hands, but to be able to do things in contrary motion. That means going in different directions at the same time.
Mm. Play for us, if you would, something else from your album or from another album?
Certainly. I'd like to do this next piece. It actually has become one of my signature tunes. It's a piece that I did when I was on Windham Hill, and it's the title track of that record. It's entitled Orleans Inspiration.
Ladies and gentlemen, maybe you've gotten the impression that the key to sounding European is to sing in English. Most of the countries that compete in the Eurovision Song Contest have reluctantly, aside from France, come to that conclusion. But you don't have to sing in English to be really European. This year's entry from Slovenia, for example, one of the countries, one of the 10 on the list to be admitted to the European community this year, which means they've arrived. They figured out that you can succeed at the Eurovision Song Contest without singing in English, simply by having your three male lead singers dress in drag as Virgin Airline stewardesses in spangly red stewardess suits, and have your front man look astonishingly like Sandra Bernhardt.
На спекни спица очи и мезита от наши будити живление много е поти не исти спрече или ти не постуча. She's proud.
Thank you so much, but you're dressed like Sandra Bernhardt as a stewardess. From Slovenia, ladies and gentlemen, this is Music of Europe versus Music of New Orleans on this edition of Le Show, and you don't even have to be from the country you're singing for. Last year's winner was Estonia, one of the Big Ten now being admitted to the European Union, and I think their lead singer came from Gabon or somewhere. And here are this year's competitors from Sweden. See how Swedish they sound.
What a life we had, what a life we lived. And when the night is over, what a life we share, gonna get there.
I'll take you in my arms.
Woo! So never let it go.
No, we're going to stop right now and get back to Henry Butler in New Orleans.
What is it about New Orleans that keeps piano music alive, where piano traditions don't seem to be flourishing elsewhere in the country?
I think it's the rhythm. I think it's the rhythm, and I also think that there's more than just piano music that's alive here. You have a sort of a revival of the brass bands, mm-hmm. and these guys are the straight from the street.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great, you know. It's you have the street rhythms, and they're really drawing, whether they know it or not, from sort of the rhythms of the Place du Congo festivals, and they're also drawing from the traditional jazz repertoire and the gospel repertoire. Basically, the same kind of things that the brass bands of the around the turn of the century, the same devices, the same tools that they used, they're just updated today.
Mm.
They're using, in many cases, popular music of the day, with the same traditional jazz rhythms, with the same with the traditional jazz rhythms integrated with funk sometimes, and they've found a way to blend them very well. I mean, they've done it very well.
Yeah, it's just amazing that I've said this before, but that the guitar has taken over everywhere else except here, where it's, you know, there's still room for horns and piano and all sorts of other things.
Well, New Orleans has its own subculture, and in most cases, when a city has its own subculture, it's hard for other things to get in. It's just like the cuisine here. It's like the food cuisine. Most of the restaurants in New Orleans serves some kind of Creole or Cajun cuisine. It's modified in this way or that way. But it doesn't matter what, even when you go to some of the Japanese restaurants. It's amazing.
Creole Japanese?
Yeah, it's amazing. They don't say that, but it's probably a little more spicy than some of the Japanese restaurants that you might find in Houston or even Los Angeles.
Mm.
It's hard for other ethnic restaurants to get in here. I mean, there are a few Vietnamese places, a few Thai, Chinese, that kind of thing. Same thing is happening with music. You get a lot of straight-ahead jazz in because there are a lot of straight-ahead jazz musicians in New Orleans. But there are not that many straight-ahead jazz outlets for playing that music here. And unfortunately, New Orleans misses, a lot of the shows, say, put on by straight-ahead musicians don't come into New Orleans, except during the time of, say, the Jazz Festival. And occasionally the House of Blues may bring somebody in. But by and large, and mostly you get street music with the New Orleans influence. New Orleans funk and blues with New Orleans influence.
Mm. It's a pretty good diet, though.
Oh, look, you know, I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
And, of course, I have the good fortune of living in cities that where jazz flourished, so I may not need it as much as some of the other people here might. Plus, I can practice.
Great. Do one more for us, if you would.
Oh, certainly. I want to do one from the album, and maybe I'll sing one.
Cool. Okay.
This piece is entitled Got My Eyes on You. It's the first cut on the record.
Got my eyes on you. got a lot of charm. You got a lot of charm.
Henry Butler from New Orleans. And ladies and gentlemen, the question that may remain in your minds, aside from why is he doing this show, is how do you get to not be in Europe, given the standards that appear to be prevailing both at the European Union and at the Eurovision Song Contest? Remember, the Eurovision Song Contest was the first expression of Europeanness in the post-war era. Long, I think it even predated the coal and steel community, which predated the European Union, which predated the European... Anyway, it's so Europe that it squeaks. So how do you... What do you do? Who do you have to piss off to not get into... All right, so here, ladies and gentlemen, for exemplary purposes, is Turkey's entry this year at the Eurovision Song Contest. This is the song of a country that can't... Well, it's, you know, its name in history is the sick man of Europe. Listen and diagnose for yourselves.
Oh, you sick man yanımda kal bu gece darbesin biliyorum siten Gözlerim arar seni hep özlemle Mutsuzum, suskunum, durgunum, yorgunum sensiz ben Kal, yüz gitme yalnızlık var içimde Kırgınsın, biliyorum leylaklar sollu kalbinde Yürürüm sensiz bomboş o sahilde Mutsuzum, suskunum Yorgunum, yorgunum sensiz ben Avuçlarında mutluluk Neden bu yolculuk Dur gitme, bizim özlemle Yaşansın sevdalar, sevdalar Remember those days of love, but now no more. When you're gone, I'm so blue, it's so sad and lonely without you. Don't ever let love pass you by. Na 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 na. Not that if you will try. Take it now, hold it while you can. You'll be lost when love comes to an end. Avuçlarında mutluluk la, 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 la. Neden bu yolculuk Dur gitme Bizim özlemle Yaşansın Sevdalar Sevdalar
No, it doesn't sound like Europe, does it?
Thank you.
Well, yeah, I know, but it doesn't sound like Europe. Now, a few years back, Greece, Turkey's longtime neighbor and enemy, had an entrant in this contest where somebody actually played musical grapes. Listen how Greece has learned how to be European in the 21st century.
Exactly as I thought. There were so many E's. Electricity in the air, energy on stage, emotion in the songs.
And there will certainly be euphoria in many homes soon, because the singing is over and the decisive moment is about to arrive. It's time to vote.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the way Europeans learned about democracy, by voting on live television for their favorite song in the Eurovision Song Contest. The next time you hear Americans, especially middle Americans, being derisive, even dismissive, of the continent of Europe, maybe give it a second thought.
I took the road to Kendalcrag, across the Western Isles, down into Conway Bay. I took the road through heathered hills, by the Irish Sea, down to my mother's grave. I took the road through childish time, put my arms around the land that was always mine. And the bridges we burn, they make life so beautiful. The things that we yearn for when we're so far away are always those bridges we've burned and make life so beautiful. It's childhood, rainy days, sunny days. I took the road from Kendalcrag, by the Western Isles, down into Conway Bay. I took the road to heathered hills, and at once I cried, ancient land, you own me.
Very non-European, don't you think? Yeah, me too. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to put the flip-top cap on this edition of Le Show. The program returns next week at the same time over these same stations over NPR worldwide throughout Europe on the USN 440 cable system in Japan, around the world through the facilities of the American Forces Network, on shortwave all up and down the east coast of North America at WBCQ, the planet, 7.415 megahertz. And wherever you are around the world on your computer, whenever you want it, at two locations, www.harryshearer.com and www.kcrw.com. And it would be just like Europe sounding a little less like us if you'd agree to join with me then, would you? All righty, thank you very much. Thanks to Steve at Ultrasonic in New Orleans for engineering the Henry Butler segments. The email address for this broadcast is lemail, L-E-M-A-I-L, at innerworld.net. The show internet services by Steve Mack. The show comes to you from Century of Progress Productions and originates through the facilities of SAS, a satellite service of KCRW Santa Monica, a community trying very hard not to be recognized around the world as the home of the homeless.